Hello, and welcome to this episode of SEMO Spotlight. I'm your host, Ella Tinsley, and joining me in the studio today is Louise Eisenberg. Louise, can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
I am a freshman in my second semester, and my major is technical theater with a focus in costume design.
Awesome. So what is it like being an assistant shop director so early in your college career?
It's great. I'm having a blast. I've always been kind of a person who pushes themselves to do things. I like to keep busy. I don't like to be stagnant. So being able to do as much as I am able to do at this point is great. I'm having a blast.
Awesome. It's great to hear.
Mm-hmm.
How has it been finding connections on the River campus?
Honestly, really good. I've talked with a lot of the tech kids. That's mainly my crowd. And they're all so nice. Mm-hmm. And they're great people. I love talking with them. I've made some really close connections, especially my second semester. They always say that your first semester, you're going to meet people. And then your second semester, those are your ride or dies. And I think I found that to be the case, definitely.
Yeah, I feel like our River campus in general is pretty tight-knit and pretty welcoming.
Yeah, I don't have as much experience talking with the more performance side of people.
Mm-hmm.
It's just I don't have as many classes with them, unfortunately. But every time I do interact with them, like in fittings, they're always really polite. I enjoy talking with them. And the tech kids, obviously, I spend so much time with.
Right.
Like, the amount of late nights I've spent either working on homework or working on stuff for shows is too many to count. But they're always a blast in the end, even if I'm a little sleep deprived.
Right. Do you think you mix a little more with just costume people, or is it all tech and design? I know I'm in a stagecraft class right now. It seems to be everyone's doing a little bit of everything.
Honestly, all tech and design people. I mean, there's only, including me, two costume focus in my year. One of my good friends is the other costume focus. Another one's a sound focus, lighting focus, a set focus. It's all over, but they're all great people.
Awesome. You'll have to get me in touch with the sound person. I think we could bond over my radio gig.
We'll do.
What has been, would you say, your favorite part of college so far?
Ooh, that's a hard one. As far as actual schoolwork goes, I think it's getting to work on the shows. I'm mm-hmm. like a kid in the candy store in the shop. I really enjoy it in there. But outside of school, getting to meet new people. I'm from a very small area in northern Indiana, so having this many people here and getting to talk with so many people about their experiences is always a treat.
Right. The diversity is something else, especially yes. with the foreign exchange, I think, that goes on in the theater program.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always so almost magical to watch shows kind of come to life piece by piece.
Yeah. No, it's really cool.
Is there anything else you think that you've really gotten to dig your teeth into here on campus that you might want to talk about?
I honestly spend a lot of time on River just because of how busy I am with that. But mm-hmm. I've just really enjoyed it. I'm a shop assistant this semester, which I'm very thankful for. And so it's been really great learning from especially our shop manager, Ben. I've learned so many things from him, from like simple things of what is the right order to put like snaps on or larger things like constructional issues. Same thing with Scott. He's taught me a lot as well. He's my advisor. So I spent a lot of time with him. But I'm really thankful for how much they've taught me at this point. It's just for where I am, I'm really grateful for how many skills I've developed in such a short period of time.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any more questions for you, but I do always like to open the floor to my guests. Is there anything that you'd like to note about your college experience so far and anything of the like?
I'm really enjoying, again, kind of harking back to the variety of people here. I'm from a small town in Indiana of like 800 people.
Mm-hmm.
My high school graduating class was 100 people. So coming here and getting to talk with so many people from so many different backgrounds is really opening my eyes to all the different experiences that people have because I've only ever lived in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And I find it fascinating and it's really, I don't know, it's a treat to get to talk to so many different people and learn about their experiences. I'm just thankful for that. I like this campus. It was my top pick, and I'm so glad that I'm here now.
Awesome. Thank you mm-hmm. so much.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to this episode of SEMO Spotlight. I'm your host, Ella Tinsley, and I will see you next time.